Welcome to Maseches Ksubis, Parak Gimel Mishnah Beis, Chapter 3, Mishnah 2. The Mishnah continues on the theme of the previous Mishnah, the situation where somebody rapes a Nara, a young girl between the ages of 12 and 12 and a half, and he has to pay a penalty of 50 silver coins. However, the Mishnah says, Ve'elu she'ein lahem knas. The following case is, if a fellow rapes them, he doesn't pay the penalty. Habalag yeres, somebody that has relations with a convert, Valashvuya, somebody that was taken captive, Vala Shivcha, on a maidservant, Shaniftu, that they were redeemed, Vishenisgairu, or converted, Vishenishtachar, or were freed, Yeseiris al Bnoi Shalashon Yamechad, and that happened after they were already over the age of 3. So the assumption is they're no longer Basula, they're no longer a virgin, and the halacha therefore is that one doesn't pay the penalty. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and he says, Shivuya Shaniftis. A captive that was redeemed, harehi biktushasa, she retains her holiness, as if to say, we assume that she never had relations. Afapishi gedela, even though she was taken captive when she's a gedela, she's already an adult. Therefore, the halacha is that if a person rapes her, she's a nara, he has to pay a knas because we assume she's a basula, we assume she's a virgin. Continues the Mishnah, haba bitai, somebody who has relations with his own daughter, he rapes his own daughter. Now we're talking about a situation where she was betrothed once before and then divorced. In that situation, the knas, the penalty goes to her and not to her father. Or if he raped her when she was a nara, but the court case did not transpire until she was already a bagera, she's already older than 12 and a half. In that situation, the penalty would go to her and not her father. Continues the Mishnah, or albas bita, someone that rapes his granddaughter, the daughter of his daughter, albas b'nai, the daughter of his son, albas ishtai, the daughter of his wife, so his wife, daughter from a first marriage, albas bina, the daughter of her son, albas bita, the daughter of her daughter. In all those situations, somebody rapes them, he's chayiv misa, gets capital punishment from the court. So therefore, ein lahem knas, therefore he doesn't pay the penalty. Why, says the Mishnah, neshem ischayiv benafshei, because he's obligated to receive death, to get capital punishment, shem yisasei bidei bezdin, because his punishment is death in the hands of the Jewish court. Somebody who does a crime that also has with it a capital punishment in the hands of the court, in that situation he does not have to pay money, as we've learned before. One only gets the stricter of the two punishments. And we have a source for this. The pasuk says, the pasuk is discussing a situation where somebody would perhaps have to pay for damages, monetary damages. The pasuk says, v'lai yasan, it's only if there's no death. But if there's a death, then one does not pay the monetary damages. Let's see one more Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah wonders, Nara shenis arsa. Let's say at a Nara, she's between the ages of 12 and 12 and a half, and she's betrothed. But she never had nisu in the second stage, so she's still a virgin. V'niskarsha, and she receives a divorce before the second stage of marriage, nisuin, in between the erusin, the betrothal, and the nisuin, the actual marriage. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, Ein lo knas. She doesn't get a knas. Because the pasuk says if a person rapes a girl, a nara besula, a girl that's a virgin, asher loyay rasa, that was not betrothed. He says, even if the girl's a virgin, but if she was betrothed, there's no knas, there's no financial penalty. Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Rabbi Akiva and Yesh no knas. Rabbi Akiva says that one does have a knas because the pasuk is coming to exclude a girl that excuse a girl that is no longer a virgin, but not somebody that's a virgin that was betrothed. Uknas ala atzma, and the knas, the penalty goes to her. Rabbi Akiva learns when the pasuk says asher loy oirasa, that she was not betrothed, and the pasuk continues and says v'nasan lavia chamishim kesef, that she gives to her father 50 silver coins. The only time that the father gets it is asher loy oirasa, she was not betrothed. But if she was betrothed, then the actual penalty is there. It just doesn't go to the father; it goes to herself. Wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful upcoming week.